Genesis, chapter 5, in the image of God. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. In this respect man was different from all the other creatures that God had made to live upon the earth. To him alone was given the exalted privilege of being the Son of God, made in his own likeness, and partaking of his divine nature, and of his wisdom and glory. We read that he was made but a little lower than the angels, and was crowned with glory and honor, in the image and glory of God, after the similitude of God, or likeness of God. RV. And that he was made upright, thus partaking also of the character of God. Oh, to have seen him then, as he came fresh from the hand of his Maker. His looks, his actions, his words, all proclaim that he was the very image of God. No trouble then to tell to whom he belonged or who was his father, for his image was plainly seen. But look at the ravages of sin. What is man now? He is dwarfed and weak and filled with the seeds of pain and death. His glory is gone, his wisdom is corrupted, and his nature is sinful. He is no longer the free son of God, but is the bond slave of Satan. The image of God is well nigh effaced. He who was once a fit companion for God and angels has sunk too low to be able to bear even the sight of their purity and glory. From the sole of his feet even unto his head there is no soundness in him, but wounds, and bruises, and putrefying sores. But behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. He who has denied his sonship, and sold himself for naught, and allowed his Maker's image to be defaced until scarcely a trace of the likeness of God remains, he may again become the Son of God, and partake of his divine nature and be stamped with his image. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He may have his knowledge renewed, after the image of him that created him, and be transformed by the renewing of his mind. He may have a new heart given him, and a right spirit renewed within him, and be cleansed from all unrighteousness, and clothed in the righteousness of God. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. He may be created anew, and become an entirely new creature now, all but his vile body. And when Jesus comes, even that vile body will be changed and fashioned like unto his glorious body. Then he can again shine forth in the glory of the Father, and as the stars forever and ever. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. How can this wondrous transformation be wrought? And how many can have a share in it? Whosoever will, is the answer sent forth from God. And to as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Christ's life in human flesh and death upon the cross redeemed us, and made it possible for him to live in our hearts by faith. Jesus Christ is the perfect image of the invisible God. Therefore, when we receive Jesus into our hearts, we receive the image of God. The more we yield ourselves to him, the deeper and deeper grows his image. The more we think upon him and view his loveliness and glory, the more we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Is this glorious transformation taking place in you and me? E.J. Wagoner.